A native freshwater fish thought to be lost from Auckland's wetlands has resurfaced after more than a decade of searching. Populations of the elusive and endangered Waikaka or black mudfish have been relocated in a small corner of Helensville just in the last couple of months. Victor Waters reports.
Matt Bloxham's been searching wetlands like this one in Auckland for more than a decade. The animal he's searching for used to be one of the most abundant in Aotearoa. But the endangered and somewhat peculiar black mudfish, or waikaka, has made a surprising reappearance, says Auckland Council's senior regional freshwater advisor.
These guys, they don't have that sort of cuddly aspect to them that, you know, kiwi do and kakapo. So any attention we can get, you know, to shed the light on these species is always really valuable.
So they knew they'd struck gold in October when Mr. Bloxham and his team stumbled upon about a dozen of these small eel-like critters in Helensville, especially considering Auckland is estimated to have lost about 90% of its wetlands.
Not every wetland is going to hold habitat useful to mudfish, but finding them has proven harder than we expected. One new find in 2014, and it was this year that we found two new populations. So it's been quite an amazing year.
The black mudfish has been reduced to pockets of water in between Waikato and Northland, often competing against introduced vegetation and pest fish. The precarious nature of their existence is such that Mr. Bloxham says the small strip of water they were found has since evaporated. He says they would have since secreted themselves into the mud, lying dormant.
They're just like those wee, you know, small vestiges of habitat. They're not an open water species, and they certainly don't like flowing water. They're a really secretive fish.
And while the mudfish have drier times ahead over summer, Auckland Zoo has been trying to bolster their numbers, starting with a breeding program in 2015. Auckland Zoo ectotherm keeper Julie Underwood says they've managed to breed more than 350 waikaka mudfish from a small group donated by Hikurangi Mana Whenua in Te Tai Tokoro, Northland.
They have abilities like surviving out of water, so they don't have scales, they have leathery skin with a mucus layer, and they can actually absorb oxygen through that as long as they're damp. So when the wetland dries out, they can hunker into the mud and kind of survive that dry period when all the other fish have to leave the area.
Auckland Zoo ectotherm team leader Don McFarlane says they're the canary in the mine for our wetlands.
When we talk about mudfish, we are talking about their habitat in exactly the same way. It's a dying, unique habitat type.
It makes the next steps even more challenging. Finding these native fish a suitable forever home, away from pests and human influence. Don McFarlane says they're searching along with North Island Hapu Collective, Ngā Kaitiaki o Ngā Wai Māori, and local iwi in Hikurangi. But it's a tough ask.
Where on earth do we find a pristine wetland that we can protect, that has oversight long term to protect? Less than 10% of wetlands left. What is our problem.
But the question remains for other populations, with Aotearoa's wetlands continuing to suffer the impacts of human interference.
And it's particularly poignant and disgusting to me that it was the most abundant fish in New Zealand, and now we're scratching around at the bottom of the barrel and celebrating, and we should, these strange finds of these tiny disparate populations found in, you know, disrespectful situations in tiny bodies of water by the sides of the road.
Don McFarlane says the aim is for the fish at the zoo to be returned to the Hikurangi Rohe and for Mana Whenua to take guardianship over them.
And that report was from Victor Waters.